Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Here we go.
This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
It's the Monday morning episode. You get this early on Sunday evening if you're an IFS subscriber, and why wouldn't you be? Sad news today, Sam. Sarah Harding at Girls Aloud, sadly passed away.
It's just, I know, 39. It's really sad, that.
I know, but Girls Aloud, a group that's close to both of our hearts, I think.
Yeah.
Fantastic group. If you want to have a look at my Twitter profanity, someone, there's a thread there of some fucking brilliant Girls Aloud songs, because they were absolutely brilliant.
There was one of those bands that just have, like, yeah, a sort of an incredible, astonishing list of singles,
yeah,
where every single one of their singles was a winner. And one of the few bands, I mean, we were talking about Ad the other day, that sort of in their prime got as much love from sort of your highbrow music critics as they did from your kind of teeny boppers. So,
you know,
like,
I say fuck the highbrow music critics.
I know, but what I'm saying is that you get very few bands that sort of everyone likes on all levels. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they kind of fitted into that. I know there'll be people getting in touch going, but actually I didn't like them, which is fair enough. But I think they had that Swedish...
That's not fair enough. Don't fucking tell us. I'm not fucking interested if you didn't like Girls Aloud.
But what I mean is that I made a sweeping statement by saying everyone liked them, which isn't necessarily true. But they were very widely, and they kind of covered all different tastes, didn't they? And she was lovely. When I interviewed them once many years ago, I was saying to my missus today, she was like, they were all pretty easy to get on. I mean, all of them were lovely, and I had to interview them as a group, but then I had a sort of a separate sit down with each of them.
Right.
And which was not, like, I think the magazine that I was doing it for, it was Company Magazine, which was a women's magazine, which I assume no longer exists.
Yeah.
Like every magazine I've ever worked for, pretty much.
I think I've seen it recently. Is it not still around?
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's about a severe sales drop because of airports being closed.
I used to have a column which was, from a bloke's perspective.
All right, yeah.
Oh, what is it with you women? It takes you so long to get ready. All that bollocks. But it used to annoy me because if ever I mentioned the word football, the sub-editors would always change it to footer or footy.
Right, yeah.
And I got really arsey about it every time. Because it's like, no one says footer or footy. Okay. Yeah, we just think it makes it more blokey, more authentic. Anyway.
No.
Yeah. I fucking hate those words, don't you? Footy and footer.
Well, anyway, soccer. I can't stand soccer.
She was really like nice, but she was clearly the mad renegade one. Because I spoke, when I sat down with her individually, she was like very funny but quite mad. And then when I interviewed them, like, as a group together, every time she opened her mouth to say anything, Cheryl, who was clearly the boss of them all, in a nice way, it wasn't like she was the one with the biggest ego. She just seemed like the one who was the most grown up and mature and was kind of in control of the band.
Right.
Not in a bullying way, but in a, like, look, someone has to be in charge here, right?
Let's not dwell on Cheryl's past behaviour. At this point, we're not talking about her.
Well, I remember them all saying, they said, basically, after we came off Pop Idol and Louis Walsh was supposed to be our manager, they went, but it was all a scam because as they do it all for TV, but as soon as we actually started out, there was no one from the show, least of all Louis Walsh, basically managing us day to day. But we were thrust into the spotlight and we didn't know what to do. And they were, like, all living in some house together on per diems. So daily amounts, but really small amounts from the record company, and they were forced on one of those things where you just tour relentlessly around schools and stuff to try and build it up. And they said, I said, so how did you look after yourself? Who was making decisions? How did you get organised? And they would say, oh, Cheryl just took control of it all. Cheryl was effectively the band's manager. We would have just, like, basically collapsed after week one. But anyway, every time Sarah opened her mouth to say something, they were all like exchanging looks and looking over at Cheryl like, what's she going to say? Because she was quite clearly the fucking, I don't know who you compare it to, but she was the fucking Sid Vicious of the band, basically. Yeah. You know, like, I mean,
The lucky thing with them was that they hooked up with Xenomania, the pop production
in-house
thing. It was like, no, it fella from Britain, Brian Higgins.
Ah, I always thought it was like, Swedish sort of elite pop songwriters.
Yeah, well, same sort of thing, you know.
Mm.
But they'd written for Sugar Cubes. Sugar Babes, fucking hell. Sort of just before Pop Idol had happened. So they wrote Sound of the Underground for them and then just stuck with them forever. So it was a perfect timing thing. Because who was it that came second, because it was Boys versus Girls, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It was they were called fucking One True Voice or something, the boys, and they were just a really bland, generic boy band.
They were called Spunk Bubble.
They weren't even that exciting.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And if sort of Xenomania hadn't got involved with writing Sound of the Underground, then that could have been the path they'd gone down, have been a really bland fucking group that had 9 months in the sunshine.
I always thought that song, Biology, which is probably my favourite song of theirs, I always thought, fucking hell, that's one of the most fucking avant-garde pop songs. It's an insane song. The balls. Some art pop band like fucking Talking Heads or something would have not had the balls to have released that as a single.
That was some of their third album, I think. I think it might have been the first single from the third album. It was just kind of like what Neil Tennant of Pet Shop Boys used to call imperial phase, where nothing you do can go wrong. And you just just floated along in this cloud of confidence of everything going your way. So Biology is kind of like a product of that. And if you've never heard Biology, maybe use that as your intro into Girls Aloud. Go and listen to that.
Great video as well.
It's like about three different songs welded together and they're all nuts.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant.
They just don't give a fuck. Yeah. But it is true that like Talking Heads or one of those sorts of bands would have said, it's a good song for the album, but as if we're going to fucking release that as a single. I mean, that the kids aren't ready for this shit. This is mental. Yeah. It's like their version of Day in the Life by the Beatles.
It's kind of like, we'll put that on side two at the end. So anyone that sticks with the whole of the album will get to that.
I think it went to number one. It was certainly a big hit.
Yeah, I think it did. So,
such a shame,
It is really, really sad. So, we're a bit late on doing this on a Sunday evening because we watched the England game. You said you've been out?
I've been out for a stroll, mate.
That's nice. Was the weather good then?
Yeah, we've been sort of isolating because my wife's got a small surgical procedure this week. Nothing serious, thank
luck.
God, but she
Best
she
of does, luck
she,
to her.
She, thanks. She's got to go into the hospital, possibly for a night.
Uh-oh.
And I was saying to her what my inspo is for while she's away, because there's a lot of, remember, we've got to do this, or that. So he does that club on a Tuesday, got to pick him out there, because suddenly you're doing all the. It's only 24 hours. And I said, my inspo for when you're around, I've got to take control of things, is just my brother Cass, when his wife went to Sri Lanka for 2 weeks, put the dog in a kennel and have Chinese takeaway every single night. And in his case, a bottle of Co-op white wine. But.
You'd have hoped by this point that your shed office would have been completed and you could have just stuck in there.
It's so depressing. What we've got is as a constant reminder, is there are 15 massive steel screws sticking out of my lawn out the back, which means we can't actually use the garden. We're thinking, realistically, you're looking at about 2 months if we get the refund from the credit card company. And we don't want to take the screws up, A, because it's not possible for us, for a normal human to do it, you need a machine. A machine that I would love to rent, but my wife has said, no, we have to get a professional to do it, right? Mm. And so we just have to live with that in our fucking yard. It's a constant reminder of how I should be fucking shed podding right now, but I'm not.
It's almost you've got a piece of modern art sculpture there in your garden.
It is a bit like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture and put it on our Instagram so people can see.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I've never seen screws that big. I mean, that's fascinating in itself. Because what it is it's literally like a screw, like a normal screw that you would put in What would you use a screw for, Andy? Day to day? Like, what, maybe you'd hang something on the wall or something?
Yeah.
Right. That's anyway, like a normal screw. Yeah. Imagine that.
But huge.
But huge. And when I say huge, I mean, imagine that, but like 4 foot tall. Yeah. And right. the head of it, the flat head, is like about kind of 40 centimetres in diameter.
Just like it's from Gulliver's Travels or something.
Yeah, exactly like that. Exactly like that.
Well, if Gulliver had brought it himself to Lilliput, because obviously they were all tiny, weren't they? He was the big lad.
No, but didn't he go to a big place at one point as well?
I never got the fire.
People forget
he?
That about him, the poor cunt. That's the thing. People only ever focus on when I was with, like, the little folk. They forget that I also had to go to a place where everyone was fucking huge, and that was
the
worse.
The roles were reversed. It was mad.
Yeah.
I don't know, I can't remember. Maybe we should fucking history box it.
Yeah, it would be a great thing to history box Gulliver's Travels, wouldn't it?
Gulliver's No, yeah.
what mad cunt came up with that? And I'm on the phone to his book agent. I've got a fucking great idea for a book. It came to me last night in a dream. It's about a geezer who sails on a boat to a place where everyone's tiny. What? Is that it? But yeah. And they're scared of him. They tie him up and all sorts, you know.
So obviously. So it's you are in sole control. It's your imperial phase of parenting for this 24-hour
I guess,
period
yeah.
where the good wife is otherwise detained.
So anyway, this evening, because we've been in all day, because she's isolating, you have to get a test then isolate afterwards before you go into hospital. And so technically we need to as well. But it was like crazy. I've been in all day. I was going stir crazy. So I said to the kids, right, we're going for a walk down by the river. Went for a stroll. Evening constitutional. Lovely. Warm evening. Sun setting, sort of warm, late summer smell in the air.
Oh,
can't
lovely.
Really describe it, but you know what I mean. Slightly woody.
And lots of greenery around so you can smell the
really
foliage.
Really nice.
Good.
Just lighting my t-shirt and shorts. It was warm enough for that.
Lovely.
We played a word game. Oh. Yeah. And it was really nice, but it was like I was. It was an evening constitutional. I might take to doing that more regularly. I might take an evening stroll with my hands clasped behind my back and say good evening.
Did I tell you about that?
What, you started doing that?
Yes.
Great.
I started doing that at the start of this summer, and when we were on holiday in Scotland, much to the embarrassment of my kids, I started doing it. I said to them, "What's this?" I said, "I've started walking like Prince Charles kids."
I've
got hands.
You reach an age. You're in your imperial phase, mate.
It just feels natural. I've been doing it for a few weeks now, and it feels good. I did it at Monkey Forest the other day when I was there.
Yeah. Did you have a good time at Monkey Forest? Have we talked about
time
that
at
already?
Monkey Forest. We haven't talked about Monkey Forest, but I'm going to write a little piece about it for the IFS Turbo.
Well, that leads us nicely onto IFS Turbo, where subscriptions are still continuing, sign-ups are continuing at a pace, and we're very grateful for everyone who's gone Turbo.
Very much,
As Andy mentioned there will be written content and recommendations delivered regularly to Turbo subscribers. Radio shows coming soon, as is the live stream, free live stream for all Turbo subscribers.
All good.
And one thing I remembered this weekend, and I apologise that you've not yet had updates, but as we've been promising for almost 3 years, Turbo subscribers will have badges.
Yes. Is that just for the initial subscribers, kind of like September only? I think it should be, shouldn't it?
I'm going to say yes.
We're making a policy on the hoof here, aren't we? Yeah.
But I think it's really good because, as we've been saying about the imperial phase, the imperial phase of Pet Shop Boys, the imperial phase of Girls Aloud, the imperial phase of me in parenting terms, and the imperial phase of you as a man who now walks with his hands clasped behind his back, I think that the unofficial title of any September sign-ups to IFS Turbo are Imperial Turbo.
So it's a section within a section. Okay.
There won't be a new logo. It's not official. But what we're saying is, and it's only, what is it today, the 5th, you've got, 30 days of September. Yeah, you've got 25 days. If you subscribe within the next 25 days to all of this extra content, then you will be not only the proud owner of a IFS Turbo badge.
Yep.
I posted some images of the design on our social media channels, so you can marvel at those if you haven't seen them already. You will also know when you see each other at live events or in the street or in the supermarket, where I know a lot of the cunters do interact, then you will be not only Turbo, but Imperial Turbo.
Because you'll have the badge and on.
The proof will be in the badge.
Totally. Fantastic.
So come on, don't delay. Subscribe today and be an Imperial Cunter. And when you get the badge, you are permitted at any future Top Flight Time Machine live events to enter the venue with your hands clasped behind your back in the Dawson style.
Yes. But that, you have to be wearing the badge to be able to do that. Otherwise, you will be ejected from the venue.
You will be asked to leave, because if you are walking around with your hands behind your back, but you're not Imperial, then basically you're a fucking ponce and you're out on your ear. Yeah?
Fucking chancer.
You fucking ponce. What are you walking like that for? Sorry, where's mate, your I'm Imperial. Badge? Look, here's my badge. All right, sorry, pal. Go on, as you were. Like, don't mind me. Yeah, crack on. You do it, mate. You look lovely walking like that. You look like a fucking prince. You look like a duke. It's a lovely bit of walking you got there. Very distinguished.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
I didn't tell you last week, but I feel it was remiss of me that I had a I had a row at the Crazy Golf last weekend. It was actually on Bank Holiday Monday. On Bank Holiday Monday, we went to my mother-in-law's, and she lives on the outskirts of Wimbledon. Yeah, and it's called Southfields, and there's a park in Wimbledon that's got Crazy Golf. And so I said to the kids, they're really into making. She's got my mother-in-law's got really. She's artsy crafty, which I used to mock a lot when I was younger. But yeah, the older but I get, changed, the more the more passionate I've become about her arts and crafts.
Yeah,
like she hasn't changed at all. But I used to, when I was like a little cunt who first arrived in her family, giving it the old oi oi, what's all this? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going out. Your daughter's my Doris now, so there's going to be a few changes, isn't there? First of all, what's all this pottery bollocks I've heard you banging on about? That's going to stop, right? Whereas now I'm like, I'm so into your crafts. Can I go into your pottery shed and have a look around?
Have a potter?
Yeah. I'm just more and more into all the things that my mother-in-law's into, which is really disturbing my wife, because she loves walking. She loves arts and crafts. She loves growing vegetables and things like that. So the other day, I went and had a look at her courgettes at the back of her garden, because it had been an incredible season for courgettes.
Would you describe yourself as a gardener at all, Sam?
No, but I'm more and more getting... I aspire to be a gardener.
I said to the kids during the same holiday when I was talking about me new strolling stance, I talked about gardening. I says, to me, gardening, it's like, you know, when you see one of those scenes in a film where it's just a long highway in darkness and a pair of headlamps just appear in the distance and start coming towards you really slowly. That's gardening coming towards me. It's inevitable. I can't stop it.
That's exactly how I feel. And I know that, you know, I did, as I think I've discussed on the show, I did grow some strawberries this year.
Yes.
And the sense of satisfaction, me and Len did it together as a little hobby, and I was like, the sense of satisfaction when they eventually bloomed was tremendous. And if you remember, the tree surgeons busted them. And I was so heartbroken, I practically cried. I was there with the fucking strawberry plant in my hand like it was a dying relative.
Yeah.
There was tears in my eyes.
Yeah,
I was trying to revive it, but it wasn't possible. So that was gutting. But so that's my little taste of gardening, and it'll come to all of us, just like walking around with your hands behind your back. Anyway, so we're down then. They're going to make some candles, right? She's a potter, but she also wants to start selling candles online, like Etsy or something. And my wife's been helping her, and so they're putting the candles inside the cups that she makes. Yeah, and they're calling it candles with handles.
It's amazing. It's incredible.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
How has that not been a thing until now?
I know.
I've never heard of that.
We checked it out. Candles with handles Jesus is fucking Christ. Superb. So they're like, right, we're going to start putting... We had lunch. I had my free lunch. And then it was like, right, we're going to start putting these fucking candles with the handles now. So I was like, well, fuck that. I'll take the kids up the Crazy Gulf. So we go up the Crazy Gulf, yeah? And I'm standing in line, and there's one family in front of me, a mum and two kids, or three kids. And they're just standing there, nothing's happening. And suddenly, I'm just chatting to my kids, not paying attention. And then suddenly I realise I've been fucking standing there for about 10 minutes, and there's been no movement in front of me. So I've gone straight 0 to 10 in fury, quite quickly.
Yeah.
I've gone to them in front of me. Not 10, but I've suddenly gone, what's going on? Have you been served yet? And she went, and she was a bit dope. She was like, oh no, I can't see anyone. I said, so you've just been standing here? She went, yeah. I was like, fucking hell, what's the matter with these people? Right? And I started like walking around, went into the cafe, and they were like, well, look, straight away they were on the back foot. They went, look, the Crazy Gulf concession has got nothing to do with us. Nothing.
for the last time.
Yeah, it was like that, right? No, I don't want to fucking hear it, right? I get this every day. It's the park keeper. I was like, what's this, fucking Yogi Bear, right? Park keeper. That doesn't exist in real life in Britain in 2021. They went, it's the park keeper's responsibility. The park keeper is often in their buggy patrolling the grounds, right?
Yeah.
I was like, have I gone in? Is this like fucking Goodnight Sweetheart, but in park form? I've gone into like some old-fashioned fucking park, right? Out of an American cartoon from the 60s. So I went, right. So I said, right, fuck this, kids. Here's what we're going to do, right? And at the Crazy Gulf, as you'll know, there's a bucket that when you go at the end, having finished your round, you deposit your used balls and clubs in a bucket. Yeah. So I've just said, we're having them. So I've taken the fucking clubs out. I've taken three clubs, three balls, and I've said, that's their problem. They're not here. I'll pay them after it if they're here. If
honesty
not,
system.
Fuck it. Yeah. Right? I'm taking it. And the woman in front of me, she was like, are you allowed to do that? And I'm like, listen, I'm outside a fucking renegade. I'm Sam Delaney, right? Allowed doesn't come into it. Do I want to do that? Yes. Will I do that? Yes. Am I a man who will always express my freedom in any way I can? Yes, I am. Watch
am
this.
I a man who is living out loud on the Crazy Gulf? Yes, I very much am.
So I fucking got them. We played a fantastic round of Crazy Gulf. Halfway through, like on hole 9, one of these little kids from the family in front of me comes up to me and gives it, excuse me, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, the person's back at the kiosk now, so you can go and pay. And I went, I'll pay at the end of the round. I'm not breaking up the round. Then I thought, what am I fucking explaining myself to this kid for? I went, hey, I'll pay when I'm good and ready, right? Oh, now stop putting me off my fucking stroke. Yeah.
I'm too under here.
So we finish, right? And then I go, right, come on. So we go back to drop off the stuff. Sure enough, the woman's there. But she's fucking sat back behind the glass, right, the little glass window. This woman sat back, the park keeper, as she's calling herself.
Yeah.
Seems a bit trumped up to me, right? She sat there on her mobile phone, as far as I could tell, gossiping, right?
Right.
Mm. Not a care in the world.
Unprofessional. So
I could have just fucked off at this stage. Yeah. But I have tapped on the fucking glass. Tap, 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 tap. Right? And she's looked at me. She hasn't come off the phone. She's gone, yeah. She mouthed, yeah. And I said, I'm just putting these back. So she goes, she rolls her eyes, goes, hang on. She puts the phone down, whoever she's gossiping with. She goes, okay, you're putting those back. She went, yeah. She went, so you just played? And I said, yeah. She went, did you take them from there to play? I said, yeah. She went, you mustn't do that. You have to pay me first and I give you the clubs. And I said, I know that, sweetheart. Believe me, I'm aware of how the mechanics of fucking crazy golf work. Right. I went, I know. I said, but you weren't here. I waited for 20 minutes, right? Which is a bit of an exaggeration, but it was a fucking long time that I'd waited. I said, so what am I supposed to do? I can't wait all night. I said, I can't wait all day. I said, I'll just take it. And she went, I have the whole park to check, including the 3 toilets, on my own today. And I was like, whoa, whoa. I said, that's as maybe, right? But she like snapped immediately, right? Because she was obviously overworked and probably underpaid. And I appreciate that. But we weren't talking about that, right? I'm fucking fighting to bring this system down. She doesn't know that, right? But I am, right? I wasn't going to go into it, right? Now listen, I'm never right behind you. Early. Right, capitalism is fucking broken. I'm right behind you on that, right? But this is, we can't fix it this way. In fact, in many ways, I am doing my bit to fucking undermine the inherently unjust fucking framework of this system by habitually breaking the rules each and every day, by doing things like helping myself to golf clubs at the Crazy Golf, right? That you is
are,
me.
You are a low-level disruptor.
Yeah, in little ways every day I'm disrupting the system, and she should have appreciated that, but she didn't. She snapped at me. And I said, whoa, listen. I said, I've come back now, and I've put the clubs and the balls back. I said, and I've come here to pay you. I said, I could have just done the off. And she went, if there is no one here, you must ring the number. And I said, what number?
Ring the number?
I said, what number? Then, get this. She then reaches down, rummage, right, underneath her fucking desk. Rummage. I can't see what she's rummaging about, but I thought, I'm sticking around because I want to see what happens next. This feels like it's going to be priceless, right?
Good content.
Eventually, she fucking pulls up this laminated card, right? A laminated card that says on it, if the park keeper is not here, call this number, right?
Right.
I said, that number? She went, yeah. I said, well, how the fuck am I supposed to know that number? It was under your desk. You just had to rummage around for it, right? I said, what am I supposed to do? Guess it? At this point, she's giving it this one. You are not, she was Polish, right? You are not kind man, right?
Oh.
And I've gone, excuse me. She's gone, you're not kind man. You break law. So I've done my old classic, haven't I? I've gone, right, call the police, right?
Yeah.
Because at this stage, I've gone, like, we're both losing it. I've gone, no, fine, call the police. She said, what? I said, you say I've broken the law? Fair enough. You better call the police. Right?
You and fucking she said, do it.
Yeah, she said, I not call police, but you are not kind man. And I said, well, let me pay. I said, at least let me pay. I said, I'm asking you to pay. I can walk around now. I said, you can't stop me. I could go home. But I'm asking you to pay. So she gets the machine out. I pay. And I said, you're going to call the police? She said, I said, you're very angry with me. She went, I'm not angry with you, but just know you are not kind man. And I said, all right, fair enough. I'm a bad man. I've done one of those announcing it to the course. Fine. Everyone look at me. I'm a bad man. I broke the law by taking some golf clubs, playing around in golf, then coming back, putting them back where they're meant for, and then insisting on paying for the round of golf I've just played, right?
Yeah.
As I've spun round announcing this, I've assumed the kids have been behind me this whole time because I've been wrapped up in this conflict for quite a long time. There's a fucking bunch of, like, millennials behind me all looking fucking freaked out, right? They're all there probably to have an ironic game of crazy golf, right? I mean, dads don't have ironic crazy golf. They have fucking serious, sincere crazy golf.
Yeah.
But millennials are like, let's go and play crazy golf. Right, and so they were there for their ironic golf. Fine, good luck to them. But they weren't fucking counting on a fucking really angry dad, right, to be insisting to the Polish park keeper that she call the police and asking to have them arrest him, right, to prove a point. So I've turned around and given it, I'm a bad man. I thought it was the kids behind me. The millennials are there just looking at me like, fucking hell, who's this mad cunt? And I've looked, and my kids have just walked 20 yards away from the kiosk, and they're just standing hand in hand having a very pleasant chat with each other.
Yeah,
right?
Away from the man.
They've just looked at each other and thought, here he goes.
Yeah, Yeah.
And I thought, this is embarrassing, because this is a picture of kids who are well used to this kind of, these antics, right?
Yeah.
So I've gone, I've got to get my kids. So I've gone, all right, kids, what happened to you? And they said, we just thought we'd leave you to it. And I started defending myself, right? Because in the past, they'd give me shit. I said, she was the one that was out of order. And they said, they just looked at me benignly and went, we know, she was in the wrong. You were in the right. Now let's go back. Let's go back to Rand's house, right? And I go, yeah, right, I was in the right. And I thought, as we walked home, I thought to myself, yeah, they basically just thought, we have to manage him here. We have to carefully manage
children,
him.
Children.
I know. They had to manage me back to safety, right? If we can just get him back to mum, it'll be all right. And they did. But as soon as I got back, I was telling my wife all about it, and she was just, all right, yeah, well, fair enough, yeah.
You were right. No,
they were like, she should have been there. No, she should have been there, and you were right to go back. And I sort of, I still know now, Andy, I was right. I was fully in the right.
Yeah. You would never have guessed that mobile phone number. You wouldn't have guessed you had to ring it.
I mean, what the fuck? I could have just fucking chucked those. When I was younger, I would have just fucking left those golf clubs on the fucking course. I wouldn't have returned. There's my game of golf. They can't see who's on the golf course from where they sit. Mm. That's the fatal flaw in their system.
Some crazy golf courses on the final hole, the ball goes down the hole and then it disappears off somewhere where you can't pick it out and take it with you for security reasons. Mm. Now, they might install that system after this episode.
Yeah, so I've done them. Then, if so, and then,
well,
good.
Yeah, but then the prices are going to go off everybody else, aren't they? So... I don't know.
Well, I tell you, if the prices do go up for everyone else, right, then maybe that woman will either get some much-needed assistance, which she was required, right, which she is required, or she'll get a fucking pay rise that makes it worth her while having to deal with fucking cunts like me.
Neither of those things are going to happen, though, are they? We know that.
Yeah, because I tell you, it'll go in the pocket a big crazy golf.
Big golf.
Right?
Big golf.
Those shadowy cunts who fucking pull the strings at crazy golf courses all around the globe.
You and her are on the same side at the end of the day. She's from Poland. Do we not remember Lech Wałęsa and Solidarity?
Yeah.
In the early 1980s.
This is what I was trying to say to her.
Did you use those words?
Love. Right, I remember Lech Wałęsa. Believe me, I was right behind the cunt. Yeah. Solidarity, all that shit. You were living under the fucking boot heel of the endgame fucking Soviet era. It can't have been a game of cards. No wonder you came over here and got involved in the crazy golf game. I mean, they weren't probably allowed crazy golf out there in those days, were they? Because the commies thought it was subversive. Not crazy golf. Only sensible golf, not crazy golf.
Conventional golf, and not much of that either.
I didn't play ball in straight line.
Oh man! Well, yeah, I'm glad that happened because it's enhanced an episode that started with the death of a singer. predictions from the weekend from the World Cup qualifiers. You got 3 points. I got 7 points. Results got 3. Yeah, I got 2 correct scores. 7 points.
You brushed over that quick. Sounds to me like you got a couple of correct scores.
Cyprus 0, Russia 2. Scotland 1, Moldova 0. Both correctly predicted. Oh,
well done.
Do you want to have a bit more from the midweek games?
Yeah.
Okay. 5 matches have been selected. Denmark versus Israel.
2-0 Denmark.
You had a think there, didn't you? You're on the back foot. Denmark versus Israel. I'm going to say 1-0 Denmark.
Mm.
Wales versus Estonia. I'll go first on this one. I think it will be 2-0 to Wales.
I said 2-1 Wales.
Bosnia-Herzegovina versus Kazakhstan.
Whoa, what a clash.
There's 25 matches on midweek and they've been randomly picked. That's the kind of level we're looking at. What do you reckon?
Fucking hell. Imagine the tear-up at this game, though. Both of them must have fucking handy firms. Let's be honest. That probably is fucking serious elite-level hooligans on both sides.
It's fucking overtime cancelled for the entire police force of Bosnia-Herzegovina. They're all going to be out for this one. What do you reckon?
They fucking, they're the sort of nutters who don't even fight anywhere near the ground. They arrange a fucking a fight in the woods where they all turn up with mouth guards. One of those things.
One of them, yeah. Score prediction, please, Sam.
Score prediction is got to be 2-0 to Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Okay, I think 0-0 after all of that build-up. Montenegro versus Latvia.
Fucking hell.
This time, I think this will be...
What you can do next, Lilliput versus someone.
1-1, I reckon, for that one. Honestly, randomly chosen.
The Pontypines versus the Wattingers.
The Wattingers, yeah.
Remember those cunts?
Yeah.
They didn't like each other, did they?
No, they met. They did literally meet up in the woods and have it out, didn't they?
Yeah, that was one of fucking, that was one of the naughtiest rivalries going, the Wattingers and the Pontypines. Sorry, I've forgotten what the actual question was. Moldova versus
Latvia.
1-1.
Same as I said. And finally, Croatia versus Slovenia, which feels a bit more conventional.
Like a proper game. Now, that really is a rivalry. I mean, they're basically right on each other's fucking doorstep, aren't they? So, but I will say 1-0 to Croatia.
1-0 to Croatia. I think that will be 2-1 to Croatia. Okay, that's it. What? Could you try again? I'm not saying anything,
who's that,
Siri.
Cunt?
It's fucking Siri. Fuck
the fucking Siri trying to get involved. He can't.
Cheeky
listen,
bastard.
If he's trying to fucking butt in, if he asks for a single penny of our Patreon money, then he can. Actually, this is a free to air episode. If he's after the ad revenue, tell him to fuck himself.
Oh, he's going to be after it, isn't he? Because they troll these things for like copyrighted sounds. Did you see that thing? What the police are doing in America now? Where people are trying, when there's police brutality going on or just general police naughtiness, the cops are getting their phones out and they're playing songs on YouTube. The purpose of it is that the copyrighted song that they're playing, when whoever it is that's filming them doing this naughtiness puts it online,
it'll get swept.
It'll get scraped and the copyright sound will get deleted.
Oh my God. You know, I know a guy who does that. I call him a robot grass. He doesn't do it personally, but his company does it, right? I think the company makes quite a lot of money, and he set it up. And it basically, it grasses people.
That's what they're doing now.
And now, fucking grass company is supporting police brutality. And let's be honest, probably a lot of police racism.
Yeah.
Funny how the world turns. Funny how what technology has ended up doing.
Yeah. Where are we going to be in 5 years, I wonder? Fucking hell.
Well, you'll be all right because you've got everything on CD and DVD, so you've got no worries.
I'll be in a compound. I'll have gone off grid.
You'll be sat there. You'll be stood there, hands behind your back, looking out the window at the dystopia that is playing out outside. Listening to your Girls Aloud CD, just saying to yourself, "Fucking told you so, cunts."
With a solar powered fucking DVD player.
Yeah,
watching
and a massive cigar on the go.
Watching all 10 series of Minder.
Tend into your indoor garden.
Love it. Logistics for you there. Right, we'll be back throughout the week with more of this shit. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
God bless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.